And it's the game we like to play.
Here we go. Oh,
yeah.
Well above.
Floats. And the final, will it float before Christmas today?
Yeah.
I know.
It is downright festive.
Looking at the calendar, we have Christmas next week, and then I do believe it's a whole new year. So Lord only knows.
It's funny how that happens, isn't it? So, to commemorate, we have done a lot of Christmas things over the years. In fact, almost all of them that we can think of. But we've never fully tackled a gingerbread house, a fully constructed, and in this case, a fully reconstructed gingerbread house.
I'm glad I brought my belt sander today.
And thank you very much, Heather Lee, for your efforts on that. And I think Chip and Joanna need to watch out because...
Yeah. I'm coming for you, Shiplap.
You have flipped that house, indeed.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know it was demo day.
And you fixed the roof. You did some decorations. We're about to go live here on Hank Facebook so everybody can see the majesty that is.
Yeah, I tried to spell it out like, will it float? Mm-hmm. And then there was so much frosting under my nails and everything. And I didn't get any heads up about this. We didn't know the house was going to fall down.
Well, here we go.
It is.
But down to the tank it goes. Gingerbread house, fully constructed already. You think it's going to what?
You know, it's very heavy, I will say that. Mm. But I do think it's going to float because somehow in all this, the floor is gone.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't just lose the roof.
Well, we have foundation problems here in North Texas.
And I'm sorry for that, but I can't own everyone's issues.
Yeah, and we can't get our insurance adjuster out this early to look at it.
You seen the deductible?
I think... It's going to sink.
Okay.
All right. I think it's going to drop like the ball here in about 13 days. But either which way, what do you think? Experience Hank fans on the line out of the Burleson. She is Hank fan number 9, and she is Missy. Welcome to Will It Float. Welcome back, Missy, to Will It Float. Merry Christmas.
There you go.
Very nice.
Glad to be back.
And going up against Ms. Missy will be out of Cowtown. Teresa, welcome back. It's been a while. Been a while for both of you there.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to both. Do you ever sit there with the family and the kids and ever in the past make a gingerbread house?
Yes.
Yeah. And then sits there for weeks and then you debate, can I still eat it? Did anybody ever try that or is that just me?
No.
Okay.
That's
just me. That's
you called Granberry Dental.
That does not float, by the way, at that point. Okay. But here we are with a pre-made, pre-built, and then reconstructed gingerbread house. You got first dibs in this, Missy. We're torn as a show. What do you say? Will it float? Will it sink?
I think it's going to float.
We got float. All right. Missy says float. So, Teresa, you hope it does what?
Sink.
All right. There is, of course, but one way to find out. Well, two ways. You could probably find somebody that already knew the answer to this. But the way that we like to do it is go to the tank of transparency. And, of course, once it hits the water, it has 10 seconds to do what it's going to do. And as we stream live on our Hank Facebook page, you can see it's so beautiful. I hate getting rid of, you know, it's... there's a lot of stuff that happened over there. Okay, Heather Lee at the Will It Float tank. Are we ready?
Yes, sir.
Of course, once it hits the water, it has 10 seconds to do what it's going to do to determine a victor vector on this. It's a Christmas miracle. And 3, 2, 1, down goes the gingerbread house. And it turns upside down, but it is floating. Whoa, the top is now hitting the bottom. It is on the bottom. It is resting. It is as now, yes, we have a definitive. It's also bubbling, too. Oh, I hope that were there people inside? Oh, this is a travesty. Oh,
let's
the humanity.
Call firefighters.
Okay, let's not do that. All right, well, we have a bit of a surprise, perhaps. First of all, if you saw on our Hank Facebook Live, it did a nice little 180 and turned directly upside down. Hit the bottom with the roof, and there it resides. Congratulations out of the catbird seat. It is a Christmas miracle, Teresa! We have a gingerbread house. That's a sinker. Wow! Well, thank you, Missy. I think prevailing opinion was on your side, but you know what? That's why we play the game. Actually, that's not why we play the game. We like to do it all sorts of things. But nonetheless, have a very Merry Christmas, Missy. Appreciate you ever so much. Teresa, you're going out there to the Stockyards Rodeo Rink. How many passes do you want? Name a number. How many do you need?
Four.
Well, this is supposed to... Look, we were trying to show up the promotions department here. You want like eight or something like that? You know, like people there?
Sure, I'll
take
eight.
Okay, all right, there we go. That's a Christmas miracle.
Bring your crazy cousin Ken.
There it is. Thank you, Hank fans, streaming live and all around the world. When it comes to gingerbread houses, or at least this one, they sink.
Will it flow?
Did we meet our deductible yet for that?
That would be all the way.